Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Lift up your hands and worship him. We give you the adoration. Be glorified. Be honored. Breathe upon this service tonight. And let not one person leave here the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I want to speak very, very quickly in a few minutes from what I learned. We're meant to close by 2:30 thereabout, but our time has so far gone, and we'll try to see how we round up in as much time, short time as possible to enable us travel on time in the morning. I'm speaking on the theme, A City Set on a Hill. This will be part two of what I started yesterday. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Yesterday we looked at light of the world, what it means to be a light. Tonight our objective is first understanding what it means to be a city. And number two, understanding what it means to be set on a hill. I'm going to go straight . It is important to note that the Bible did not say you are a person sitting on a hill, or you are a family sitting on a hill. He said you are a city that is set on a hill. What is the implication? Twofold. Number one, think big. Think large. Think beyond yourself. If you are going to become everything God wants you to be in your generation, think big. Think large. Think beyond yourself. Refuse for the circumstances of life to limit your thought. Take your seat so that people at the back can see. Think big. Think large. Think mega. Think wonders. Your thought places a limit on your results. David thought big. He thought mega. When everybody was thinking of running from Goliath, he said, what shall be done for the man who killeth this man? People were thinking of being killed. David was thinking of killing. Think big. Think mega. Don't let your locality localize your thought. Mahashaka bagadagalagayare. One day Jesus wanted to give food to 5,000 men beside women and children. And he said, where can we get bread enough to feed these people? And somebody said, that is how to think. How many thousand penny worth of bread is not enough? Jesus was not thinking of where to get the money. He was thinking of where to get the bread. And a man sat down there and he said, There is a lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That is, he was thinking miracle already. I know you have capacity, so there is where to start from. There is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's how to think. Don't think in terms of your personality. Think in terms of your generation, of your person. There was no wine in Cana of Galilee. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, decided to think big. She came to Jesus and said, they have no wine. In other words, do something. Those who think normally, live ordinarily. Those who think extra, live extraordinary. Don't let the thought of your friends limit your thought. Don't let the thought of your age group limit your thought. While I was in the university, 500, 600 level, a man in our church here today told me, he said, while we're in the university, 30 something years ago, that I said to them, and when he said it, I remember, that I said that one day we shall build a 100,000 seat auditorium where people will sit and worship God in. This man reminded me about this statement this year. He said, don't you remember you told us? It is possible to live beyond your size if you can think beyond your age. Did you hear what I just said? You can live beyond your size. When people see you physically, your resource is bigger than you. If you can think beyond your age. You are a city, not a village. You are a city, not a hamlet. You are a city, not even a town. So what does it mean to be a city? Think big, think large. Number 2, being a city means availability for generational servicing. Make yourself available to a city is the place that gives accommodation to a people. If you are a city, your life must have accommodation for people. If you are a city, it means you are servicing a people. Your life is not just lived for yourself. Your life is lived for a generation. Don't worry, you'll soon be in Sierra Leone. Make up your mind. Am I communicating at all? Make up your mind that this one life of yours will touch your generation. Will touch your generation. Will touch a generation. People will come around you and find rest. People will come around you and find solution. People will come around you and find accommodation. I don't know what this means to you, but you will make up your mind
that by the time you have passed through this world, they will not say a person passed. They will say a city passed. A city passed. An institution passed. A nation passed. You come to the point where you are not an individual. You are literally a city. Is there any of those cities here? Say aloud, amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? When we went to the country of Malawi, the president of Malawi, this is in all humility, the president of Malawi came with the cabinet of Malawi, about 7 to 8 cabinet ministers, inspector general of police, the army band, presidential entourage, sat to listen to the message and be ministered to in the morning session with First Lady. Even if the president was there at the crusade ground. What happened? Maybe the nation saw that the person who came to their nation was not just a person that came. Maybe an institution came. Maybe another nation came. And nation relates to nation. Deep calleth unto the deep at the sound of thy water spouts. Am I communicating at all? When we went to Houston, Texas, the mayor of the area, deputy mayor, representing the mayor, was there at the meeting. The chief judge, the overall judge of that county, was there at the meeting. Councilman was there at the meeting. All presenting different awards. People came from different countries. Hispanics, Latinos, all manner of people want you to make up your mind. Whatever field, in whatever calling God has called you, make up your mind that you are born alone, but you can't die alone. Make up your mind that your life will touch beyond yourself, will touch beyond even your immediate family. I prophesy, I announce today, cities are rising out of here. 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 If you are the one God is speaking to, you will shout the loudest amen. That is, be a city. Number two. All right. You are a city. Number two. A city that is set. 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 What is the meaning of being set? It means be stable. You are a city that has stability. Don't be unstable. If you are going to fulfill God's agenda for your generation, be stable. Don't be unstable. Don't live your life at random. Don't live your life at the mercy of the crowd. Don't live by consensus. Live by conviction. Be stable. A city set. Don't be a victim of the bandwagon. In Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 8. Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 8. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Keep going. Now he that ascended, what is he but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Tendency of children is to be tossed. That we be no more children, tossed to and fro. One of the greatest challenges of youth is instability. The challenge of no mind of their own. The challenge of being victims of the bandwagon. The challenge of following the tide of society. Am I communicating at all? It's so bad. But one thing God did for some of us is as early as age 18, age 19, age 20, we knew what we wanted. It doesn't matter what you had as an opinion. When we were on campus, many winds of doctrine came. So many winds of doctrine. Those who didn't believe in church anymore, God has left the church. We are now people in the wilderness. We are the remnant people. We are the few chosen ones. Oh yeah, longest time. Oh yes, we are the remnant. That word remnant has been on. We are the chosen ones. We are the ones that have the truth. The church is no more worth it. Church is Babylon. We heard that long ago. I know one brother then. I heard of him. I never met him. He followed that doctrine. He ran mad. He just went mad on the road. Died as a madman. I know of those who stopped going to church and stopped going to fellowship and started man and woman living together. Exploded and just... There are some that have not recovered till now. Am I communicating? There are those who say nobody, all of us are priests, so nobody should teach another person. Let the Holy Ghost teach everybody. Uselessness. The same God who gave us the Holy Ghost gave us apostles. And give us prophets and teachers. Please refuse for your youth age to be instability age. Be able to know what you want out of life on time. Don't let society determine your fashion. Don't let society determine your passion. God is calling us as a city that is set, not a city that is unstable, not a city that is shifting here and there. Before you know it, young man say he doesn't believe in church anymore. Before you know it, I don't believe in this one anymore. Before you know it, he heard something from another friend. I made up my mind that I am not the one to be influenced. I am the one to influence you. Am I communicating? I am not the one for you to influence. I am the one to change your mind. To change your mind to what is correct. I told you this funny story before. One day I think it was suit with pocket square like this. One of my friends told me, he said, "This is not raining again. You don't put pocket square again, just put pen or something." I told him, I said, "Who says it's not raining? Who rains it? If it's not raining, I rain it. I rain it. I have worn my kind of fashion anyhow I wanted, anytime." Say, "You don't wear traditional with socks. Where is it written? Me, I can't imagine wearing anything without socks, without stockings. If I can even wear agbada with canvas."
me. It depends on how I feel. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't surrender your conviction to the consensus. It is better to stand out than to fall out with the crowd. Don't surrender your conviction to the consensus. If you are the only one doing what you know to be right, and every other person is doing what you don't think is right, remain with the right. What is popular does not mean it's proper. Are you following what I'm saying here today? There are a lot of youth that are approval addicted. They just want people to approve them. Human, they are approval addicted, opinion dependent. The way you are, the way people are addicted to drug, they just want approval. If everybody don't think they are doing well, they are not doing well. If everybody, somebody say, oh, I don't think your dress is good, I don't think it is good. Who said so? See, is this those ancient styles? See, for some of you who don't know, some of the styles that were ancient before, they are the styles that are returning now. Baggy trousers, all manner of those days, they are returning. Some have returned many times. Return and disappear. So human beings are almost schizophrenic. What they condemned yesterday, they commend today. What they commend today, they condemn tomorrow. So if you follow them, you almost run mad. How many of you know that God has a lot of value for people and things that are stable? The miracle that happened in Cana of Galilee, it happened with pots that are set. John chapter 2 and in verse 5 and 6. And he said, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And then there were set. A city that is set. There were set. 6 water pots of stone. It was inside the water pots that were set that miracles happen. God has value for that which is set. Stable people attract great unction. Stable people attract great wonders. Stable people experience power. In Psalm 15 verse 104, the Bible speaking said, Lord, who shall abide? Psalm 15, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He said, it is he that walketh uprightly, that walketh righteousness, that speaketh the truth in his heart. He said, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. He said, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not. The person you knew 17 years ago is still the same person today. We have a generation of people that change like chameleon. Am I communicating at all? God has great value. If you hear Kenneth Copeland, the Kenneth Copeland you heard 40 years ago is the Kenneth Copeland you are hearing today. Kenneth Hagin, the same thing. Daddy Gio, the same thing. Papoyedeko, the same thing. But we have a set of people in our generation that are almost as unstable as insane people. God has a lot of value for individuals, systems that are stable. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 25, look at what he said here. He said, let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before thee. He said, ponder the path of your feet so that all your ways can be established. Be focused. Turn not to the right hand, not to the left, so that your ways can be established. Why did God use our Master Jesus so much? Luke chapter 9 verse 51. Look at what the Bible said. He set his face. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. That was how he did his things. Whatever he wanted was set. His face was as set as the sun.
Anybody who knows me and knew my upbringing
know that it is steadfast, being set. You know what you want and you go for it. Not waveable. Not shakeable.
I see that stability coming to somebody here today.
So be stable in vision. Be stable in conviction. Be stable. Be stable in vision. Stable in conviction.
And if you are not sure of what God is saying to you, don't take any stand until you are sure. But be stable in vision, stable in conviction.
Be stable in character and lifestyle. Character and lifestyle. Be stable. Are you following this? In case you are asking me, what are the areas I can be stable in? First, be stable in vision. Be stable in your sense of purpose. Next, be stable in character. Be stable in lifestyle.
We don't know you one way today, and then the next day we see you as the opposite. When we were in the university in those days, I knew a sister who was in Deeper Life Campus Fellowship. And Deeper Life means head is tied, no earring, and everything. That's Deeper Life.
After some time, the same sister, if you saw her, so dark with terrible, bright red lips, by the agency, Miss Cara, all manner. How possible? Suddenly. So that way you were appearing before, how did you arrive at that? And what offended you that you changed like this? Even if there is some slight
There should have been some moderation, modesty. You just shifted from here and shifted all the way.
Be stable in character and lifestyle, and also be stable in association. I will talk heavily on the power of association during August convention. Be stable in association.
Just ensure that the kind of people you associate with are the people who have a certain percentage of the content of your character.
Be stable. Hallelujah.
So set means be stable. And number two, I've mentioned many things, and be stable. And secondly, set means be consistent. A faithful man shall abound by the blessing. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent.
Somebody say aloud, amen. Whatever you know how to do, do it with all your life. Be consistent. Be consistent.
I prophesy, lift your hands everywhere. I prophesy to you today, every arrow of every spell of instability, every spell of instability, every spell, every wind of instability around your life, I declare it blown back to hell.
Somebody say, I am a city and I am set. Thirdly, so be a city. And be set, be a city set. And number three, exist on the hill. A city set on a hill.
What is the meaning of set on a hill?
First, refuse to dwell in the valley. Refuse to dwell in the valley.
Never allow anything keep you down. Refuse to dwell in the valley. Don't ever allow anything keep you down. Don't ever allow any situation establish you in depression.
Possess enthusiasm. Possess effervescence. possess excitement. I spoke about it briefly the other day.
Don't let nothing keep you down. I said the other day, another challenge among youth is the challenge of mood swings. Mood swings. Mood swings. Happy today, unhappy tomorrow. Right?
And some of us, the things that make us unhappy are so tiny. Some is, I sent my friend text, he didn't respond. Or some, he said he won't be my friend again. Three of my friends said they won't be my friend again. Hello? They won't be my friend again. I told somebody yesterday, the other day, and I said, who told you that your major assignment in this world is to find friend? Vultures move in clusters, but eagles soar alone. And I am not saying that having friends is not correct, because lions hunt in groups. So when you find the right company, function like a lion. When you don't find the right company, operate like the eagle. Am I communicating?
I am one of those who believe that it is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd.
Tiny things like that. Say my classmates are not talking to me. And children, youth have a way of just making life miserable for their fellow human. Somebody will be passing, three or four people will be clapping and be laughing. To make the person know that they are talking about them. Don't waste your life with such demon-possessed people or demon-influenced people. Don't live your life at the mercy of anybody's behavior. You heard what I just said? Don't live your life at the mercy of anybody's behavior or misbehavior. Don't let people's action control your mood. Let the Holy Ghost control your mood. Let the Holy Ghost control your happiness. Refuse to be in the valley. Refuse to allow anything keep you down. If you wrote an exam and you didn't do well, read and write it again. In the process of missing road at times, we get to see more roads. And there are many disadvantages in life that turn into divine advantages if you hand them over to God. Somebody say amen.
Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be down. I refuse to be held down. I refuse to be kept down.
On my journey of life, many things would have kept me down if I wanted to. Finished secondary school and I couldn't go. Right, I went to the high school, middle level school for A levels. By the time I was done, I was out. Got my marks to go to the university, and I couldn't go immediately. I had to stay at home for no fault of mine. By the time I knew it, I was already 2 years behind my classmates who had gone to university straight. And so on and so forth. But it couldn't keep me down. I went in and rushed through. Today, all those people that should have been called my mates, I can't see anyone in front. Not that there are not many successful, but I can't see anyone in front of me. If I allowed that to keep me down many years ago, maybe I won't be here now. Am I communicating at all? God is the determinant of your class per time. Don't let nothing keep you down. Refuse to remain in the valley of depression, the valley of despondency, the valley of despair, the valley of hopelessness. Refuse to dwell in the valley. And secondly, on a hill means go for the top. Whatever you do, go for the top. Go for the top. You know, if you are bold enough, you can actually go to the front anywhere in life. We started sitting in the executive lounge at the airport longest time ago. We went there. Nobody need to invite us. If you see me well suited, you don't know who I am. My goal for the very top. You know, when can I have some of these people? Okay, about four or five of you. Come. All of you come. This is that side. That's right. That's right. These people are right in front. And then, there is a view in front that I'm at the back. But there is something in front here that I want to see that they are seeing. And I cannot see. You know, if I come from the back and I say, excuse me, please, what is there? Remain, just remain. Don't be timid. What is there? This guy is doing, acting it very well. What is there? Please, I want to see. Can I go? He's not going to willingly allow me because he thinks that the front belongs to him. But when unknown to him, I charge from the back. Hey! It again. Hey, space. I am in the front. If I came gently, I wouldn't go. But from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence. Take it by force. Many years ago, I heard that the whole world will allow a man to pass if he knows where he's going. If he knows, they will give space. You know, without their permission, the space is created. Everything you do, whatever you do, go for the top. In your academic pursuit, behave and practice for the top. As a young man, the way I'm dressed now, from age 18, 19, 20, I didn't behave like the young people who think that until you wore jeans or you wore sneakers or you wore this, I was behaving like presidents. Like diplomats. I was behaving for my future, not for my present. Is God speaking to anybody here? Whatever you do, let it be in your mind that where people sit, you stand. Where people stand, you stand out. Among those who stand out, you outstand. Don't ever agree for anywhere that is not the top. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. A louder believers, amen. Loudmost believers, amen.
a seat is set on here. I announce to everyone seated by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God on my life, you are going to the top.
God bless you all. Hold your hand together for performing and lift up your hands. You'll not be at the back. You remain at the front. 1, 2, 3. Power of the Holy Ghost. The same grace and the same fire be released upon you. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. I don't know how that will work in this generation. But the man of God, Lester Sumrall, he didn't believe in staying at the back of any queue. It was based on his own mentality. He walked straight to the front. This is who I am. Maybe he took you at the head and not the tail, literally. And it worked for him. I don't know whether he can work in Nigeria. Hallelujah. But it worked for him everywhere he went. But the summary is, refuse to be the tail. Refuse to be at the back. Always go for the top. Go for the topmost top. Listen. If you go to any office and you say, please, can you show me the secretary of the MD? You say, so why do you want to see him? But if you say, I came here to see the chief executive officer. Say, really? I say, yes. That is who I came to see. The way you said it, with the audacity and confidence with which you say it, even if they don't allow you immediately, with that mentality, eventually you will meet him. If you start from the tail, they mess you up. But if you go for the head, you get ahead. Somebody say a loud amen. Say the Lord most amen.
Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to dwell in the valley. I refuse to be kept down. The top is my place. And I am going up.
Meaning of that is, in academic work, in career, in endeavor, just go for the top. And finally, take your seat. Refuse to be hid. A seat is set on a hill that cannot be hid. And again, two things here and I end. First, refuse to be an undercover Christian. Refuse to be an anonymous Christian. Refuse to be an obscure Christian. Let your spirituality possess notoriety. Let your spirituality carry electricity. It is an abomination for somebody in your class not to know that you are a firebrand child of God. It is abominable for your roommate not to know that you carry fire in your bones. My roommate in 200 level medical school, he told me, he said, is it Bible school you came or medical school?
After he observed me for a while, I saw that I would pray for 3 hours before 8 a.m. class. In Nigeria Medical School, and see me with Bible, praying in tongues. All of us say, is it Bible school you came or medical school? That is, you don't know where you are. Our medical school, 120 people wrote exam, 28 passed. That's the kind of medical school we went to. It was like the ND of those days. Eh? 30 withdrawn in one exam. Everything is easy now. Your existence was a waste. And it shall not be in Jesus' name. It shall not be in Jesus' name. Let your being in your class contribute something. Let your being in your hostel be, even if it is not preaching, let the sweetness of the presence of God you carry, let it do something. Positive vibes. Positive spiritual vibes. Let people miss you when you are not there. Don't let people pray that you should go. Let people miss you when you are not there. Let people feel it when you are not there. Let the vacuum be obvious if you are not there for one reason or the other. That cannot be hid. Is it a second heal that cannot be hid? There is something about you that is sweet. You have a sweet personality. Exciting, excitable, excited. You saturate the air with oxygen. Your life makes people breathe. Other people's presence makes people choke. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, destiny is a decision first. It doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice. That's my wife. And my children, they will tell you, being around is for them a pleasure. There are children that are afraid to go home, true or false, because of the kind of father you are going to meet, or the kind of mother, or the kind of house you are going to enter. Your own home will not be like that. Your own home will not be like that. Me, myself, I stopped going home to collect school fees and allowance after second year because of the climate. So I'm talking from experience. And I made up my mind that what I experienced growing up, my family will never experience it. The climate will be a pleasant climate. Times when you are going to collect, ask for school fees and your heart is beating. Ask for pocket money and allowance. No, a little quarrel. And the quarrel may extend to your mother. My children don't even know about school fees payment or when it is paid or pocket. It's between me and their mother who handles it. They don't need to come and ask, Daddy, it's time for school. No, they are excluded from such. Am I communicating? That is how your home will be. That is how your family will be. So just make up your mind. My life must add color.
My life must add color to my environment. My life must add energy. My life must add excitement.
Beloved, I release you tonight be a city. Think big. Think in terms of touching a generation. Be set. Be stable. Be consistent. Exist on a hill. Refuse to live in the valley. Refuse for anything to hold you down. If you fell down, stand up. If anything casts you down in discouragement, rise up. The righteous falleth 7 times, riseth again. It is not a crime to trip and fall. How many of you have ever hit your leg on something, and all of a sudden you found yourself on the ground? Did you commit a crime? It is only abominable if you remain on the floor. That is where the challenge is. You tripped and fell. No challenge. It is possible. It is possible to accidentally see yourself on the floor. Accidentally, it's possible. But it is abominable to remain on the floor. You rise on the spot. I can't be sorrowing and living in depression. Lying on the bed, lights off. Just thinking. No. Get up. Get dressed. Get out. Just be out on your way. Where are you going? I'm going out to breathe. Even if you have to take a prayer walk. Shako akata kalaka yakata yalala. Shako kobayala. Don't let anything keep you down. Go for the top. Don't be struggling at the back. You know, when that man that was paralyzed, they were bringing him to Jesus. There was no room at the door. Do you remember? Mark chapter 2. There was no room at the door. Everywhere was filled. But they realized that the top was free. So they went and broke the roof and brought the man from up. The ground level is always congested. The top is always free. Most times when they say there is no space in the aircraft, there are times when there is space, just that the economy class is filled, but the first class still has seat. But to sit there, you need more money. Am I communicating? Normal stones are plenty, but diamonds are few. That's how life is generally. Go for the top. There is space there. Make up your mind. The top spiritually. The top in your career. Finally, refuse to be hid. Don't be an obscure Christian. Don't be somebody hiding your Bible. Hiding for people not to know that you are going to church or that you are carrying a Bible. Refuse to be hid and ensure that your presence is felt. I wrote the book Career and Workplace Wisdom, and I taught in the line, and I said, in your work, go and ask your boss, have I made the work easier for you, sir? Is there anything you want me to do that I am not doing? Is there anything you don't want me to do that I am doing? Is there anything, anywhere I can make the work easier? One of our young ladies was in New York City and heard that preaching and went to her boss in the office, and she told the boss, I came to ask you, sir, that is, making your presence felt. Is there anything you want me to do to make the work easier for you? Is there anything you want me to do that I am not doing? Is there anything you don't want me to do that I am doing? The boss looked at her and said, thank you so much. I wished it was some other staff asking me this question.
I wish. Because everything I want you to do is what you are doing. And there is nothing I don't want you to do you are doing. I'm just happy with you. That when we went to New York some time ago, she came to pick us. Dr. Miss Anencha will remember. She came to pick us. I think from Newark Airport. And mommy asked, we asked her, how come? Are you not meant to be at work right now? She said, oh yeah, she has a lot of favor with her boss. That she's one of the most valuable staff. She doesn't take careless leaves or off duty anyhow. So anytime she wants to be off, they will give her the off job. That is making her presence felt, being an asset at the place of work. Am I communicating? For your parents, for your boss, for your colleagues, for everyone you come around, ensure that you are not a liability. You are not just there for nothing. Somebody say amen. My children told me one day, they said, Daddy, your music is scattered. We see some under the heading of Dr. Paul and Enche. Some is Paul and Enche. Some is Dr. Dot. Pastor Paul and Enche. So they are not together. I said, really? So yeah, that if somebody wants to look for a particular album, he has to say, we can put it all together. I said, go ahead and get it done. And they went and just painstakingly just pulled the whole thing together. In their wisdom. I couldn't have done that. I didn't know how to do that. And I told them, thank you. I appreciate what you have done. You know what I did? I paid them for it. Well, they didn't ask for it, but I paid. Well, let's say I rewarded them for it. Say, for what you have done, take this and take this. Because if I was to engage a professional, maybe the professional would have charged me. And that you are my children doesn't mean I should take your services for granted. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. It's a new day for you. You will never exist as a liability in your generation. Your generation will feel your presence. If you are saying amen, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Did anybody gain anything today? Say, I am a city. I am set on a hill. I cannot be hid. The Lord showed me that youth from this, under the cover of this commission, will impact the world. In various realms, in leadership, in management, in invention. The young PhD guy here in mathematics, stochastic equation, he will give us his testimony on Sunday. Actually, he started from universities and then at the master's degree level, his professor gave him an equation that hadn't been solved for almost 6 to 7 years. And that he didn't want to die without that equation being solved. He solved it. That gave him his PhD to the UK. We'll talk about that later. He showed me. And even from this youth convention, this Ignite conference, you are moving to impact your world. And I believe that you are being ignited with fire today as a city set on a hill. Lift your hands and go ahead and give the Lord a praise. Now say, I am a city. I am not just a person. I am a city. I think big. I think large. I am servicing a generation. I am settled. I am stable. I am consistent. I don't dwell in the valley. I go for the top.
I go for the top.
I refuse to be hid.
I refuse to be
undercover.
I ensure that my presence is felt
in my generation.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Let's pray. Go ahead, lift up your hands.
In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, Father,
I ask you to help me
to think big,
existing as a city.
Help me to be stable.
Help me to be faithful.
Help me, Lord,
never to remain
or dwell in the valley.
Help me to be established
on the top of the mountain.
Help me, Lord,
to be bold
like a Daniel
in my generation.
Help me, Lord,
to carry a fragrance
where my presence
is felt
everywhere
in my generation.
Oh, Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
go on ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Thank you. in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say, Father.
Father.
I receive.
Your hand on my life today.
Lift your hands high.
Just before I pray the prayer of relief, ask God to lay His hands upon you. If there is something you are trusting Him to do in your life, ask Him now. Tell Him to lay His hands upon you. If there is any particular of all the instructions given here tonight and throughout this conference, if there is anything in particular you want God to do in your life or to change in your life or to touch in your life, open your mouth and speak. Speak to Him now. Lift your voice. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Dr. Misenetje, make the declaration on them from your heart. For their lives, for their journeys, for their next level.
We pray for you tonight. We pray today. You have come to this mountain. You have tarried upon this mountain. We declare that every single word and instruction that you have received, as you go back, you shall run with it in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of this age. We come against the confusing voices of this generation. We arrest them and we declare that they shall not find place in your life in the name of Jesus. We declare you are preserved in your going out, preserved in your coming in. The hand of the Lord is made mighty upon you in the name of Jesus. We declare that you shall indeed be cities set upon a hill in the name of Jesus. You shall remain at the top, top only and never beneath in the name of Jesus. You shall remain stable, you shall remain solid, you shall remain consistent in your Christian walk with God in the name of Jesus. You shall be unmovable, unshakable in the name of Jesus. We declare the hand of God rest mightily upon you. We disconnect you from wrong influences, from wrong friends, from wrong associations in the name of Jesus. And as you travel back to your locations, we declare preservation. Journey mercies. You are preserved going in the name of Jesus. We declare you are blessed.
Lift up your two hands everywhere. Be upstanding if you can. I'm trusting God for an invasion of His glory. An invasion of His fire. Lift your hands up.
Lord, we wait on you for fire. Oh, Lord, we wait on you for fire. Oh, lift your hands high. I pray at this moment, in the name that is above every name, Jesus, the resurrected Lord. You return back in safety. The road from here to all locations covered by the blood of Jesus and the ministry of angels. Lift your hands now. Let the fire of God and the glory of God merge together in the glory. Rest upon you. To become a city set on a hill. Say, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream glory at the top of your voice. That glory will swallow up every pain, every disease, every diagnosis. That glory will swallow up every obscurity and swallow up everything in your life that is not of God. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Glory! Glory! In the name of Jesus, lift the hands high up and then receive fire. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You scream fire at the top of your voice and let it flow. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Fire. Yeah.
mighty name.